Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Haynes of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We're talking Truelog and more in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Well, it's not major network over-the-air TV, but it is a nationally known and much-watched broadcast channel seen on cable systems and satellite TV globally. We're talking about the efforts of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff to get its message out on a TV channel that's watched by millions. Hallmark TV, which is showing Christmas movies nonstop right now. Greg Haynes, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, talks about the efforts to show off the Truelog on Hallmark TV this Christmas season.
Exactly. And I think this is exciting. You know, people, you know, after this year, everybody's looking for something fun and something nice and get into the holiday spirit. So for the first time in years, we're going to be having, you know, beef advertising on TV. It's going to be on the Hallmark channel. You're going to have the Truelog. You're going to have information about beef there. And so I think that's really key. I mean, the messaging that's out there and the imaging, I think, is perfect for what's happening with the holidays and with COVID going on. And so I think this is a way to really reach out to consumers, you know, get them hungry, get them looking for beef and like serving that during the holidays and beyond. So yeah, we're really excited about that. It seems like a really perfect opportunity right now going forward and something a little different that we haven't been able to do in the past always.
The Truelog now on Hallmark TV. Now, beyond that, one of the great success stories digitally here in 2020 was something called United We Steak.
Yeah, no, that's been huge. And it's unique because, as you said, the United We Steak campaign, you know, they hand cut steaks to look like every single state. You know, there was some delays in launching that because of COVID. You know, they wanted to get that out earlier in the spring. But I think the timing when it did come out in the summer was still perfect. It played into, you know, the whole summer grilling and barbecue season that was going on. And it was good because it really tied in with each state. So every state out there, you know, there's unique recipes, there's unique ideas. They were able to feature the producers from all of the different states. So consumers, no matter where they lived, could get a very kind of personalized story and impression of the beef industry and beef cuts that really, you know, talk to them. And so I think that's what helped make that campaign just so successful out there. And, you know, that's continuing. And, you know, we see that as really being a positive way too, to reach out to those consumers and show them what's behind beef and beef production. And the impacts there have been super positive.
I know that you're very familiar with these international markets. Been a little challenging. Obviously, beef numbers not quite where you'd like to see them. But still, it seems like that the recovery is on after the lows of late spring.
Yeah, no, definitely. And there, I mean, the international markets had the same challenge as we did, you know, a shift away from food service to retail, you know, people not going out. But the demand has remained incredibly strong in the international markets. And so we do look at, you know, the export numbers are down slightly, but I don't really think that that's because of demand. I think that was more a supply side factor just as we were going into, you know, the summer and plants weren't running at full capacity. We just didn't have the product, even the cuts that we, you know, normally ship internationally that we don't eat here, you know, liver or tongues or, you know, lips, short plate, all these different items. We just didn't have those, you know, for our domestic market, let alone international. So the year had actually started out very strong. Exports were up the first few months of the year before COVID hit, and then that supply knocked it down. Now that we're back up to full capacity and things, you know, and some of these international markets are in a better situation than we are here in the U.S. as far as kind of getting back to normal, that demand is really jumping back. And so we're seeing that picking up. And so by the end of the year, I think we're going to be, you know, close to where we were last year. And then next year, I think we're just going to have, you know, in 2021, we're going to have excellent results as we go forward, you know, moving that product internationally and bringing that value, especially those cuts that we don't consume. So I'm super bullish and excited about, you know, what's going to be happening in the international markets as well.
Finally, Greg, you know, when you look at 2021, as far as the new calendar year, we obviously will have a new administration in our nation's capital. That doesn't directly impact you, but yet you're still seeing, you know, some of the trade practices, some of the attitudes regarding trade, and that could have some impact on our ability to sell into the international marketplace. Same time, domestically, there may be, you know, some last-minute weigh-in on things like dietary guidelines and the like. You know, any ideas about things that may impact the beef checkoff come 2021?
Well, I think on that side, you know, I think we're pretty well positioned right now. Fortunately, I mean, we've got on the international side, we have a new trade deal that started earlier this year with Japan, our biggest market. You know, we had been at a disadvantage with our competitors there. Now we're on a level playing field, which I think is going to be huge for us. All of our key markets, you know, with NAFTA, everything like that, the new NAFTA are positive. So I think we're well positioned, and I'm hoping that I don't foresee any huge changes in those. If anything, hopefully there's some additional areas that will open up. You've got, you know, the UK potentially, you know, leaving the EU, which is going to have potential new opportunities for us. So I think that that's going to be exciting. I think on the domestic side too, you know, we've got programs in place and we have a lot of information, like you mentioned, the dietary guidelines. You know, there's a lot of facts and data that we have out there that really support beef's role in a healthy diet. And that's been recognized and is part of that. And so those efforts aren't going to stop. And so I think if people are trying to change that or roll it back, it's going to be tough because they're going to have a lot of science and a lot of data that they're going to have to be pushing back against. And so I think that will be difficult. So I'm optimistic. I mean, even with the new administration, obviously there's always change. But I think in this sense, you know, the checkoff is kind of that constant and that steady hand that's moving forward for the industry and continuing to keep beef front and center and, you know, promoting it in the minds of the consumers and the buyers out there throughout the world. So I think we've got, you know, an exciting year coming forward. There's always challenges, but I think it's going to be good again.
CEO Greg Haynes of the Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're a part of a value-added program or would like to get involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we've been delivering dependable for over 30 years.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.